witnessing. How many of you are blessed and thankful to God? Yeah. There we go. Thank you so much. So let's open up our hearts to the word of the Lord in the area of giving. And let's welcome Elder Roel. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take it away.
Praise God. Amen. In the Hebrew calendar, we are celebrating the month of Elul. Amen. The month of Elul, which is the feast of trumpets. Amen. The blowing on of the shofar. Amen. I got my baby here. It's over there. Amen. We are using this. If you know the meaning of this, it is a very powerful spiritual weapon in the Bible. Amen. It drives out our enemies. It brings breakthrough into our lives. Amen. Into our lives. We just have to know what we're doing. Amen. We have to understand. Amen. Understanding will give us revelation. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, let me read to you. I'm not going to read the whole parable, but it's about the parable of the talents. Amen. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave five, to another he gave two, and to one he gave according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. So brothers and sisters, each of us were given by God talents. Amen. It can be the Lord gave us our time, our treasure, and our talent. Amen. Each of us is given the ability. The parable says that one was given five, and that one who was given five was able to produce another five. Amen. So the servant made use of that talent. Amen. So he was able to produce another five, which is 100% return. Amen. And the other one who was given two was also able to produce two. So that means he was able to make use of what God has given. And the one that was given one, what did he do? He hid it. He hid it and said to the master that he is a hard man. Why did he do that? The answer is in verse 25. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look there, you have what is yours, brothers and sisters. When we are afraid, when fear paralyzes, amen, when we are afraid and if we don't trust God, we will have fear, amen. And if we are fearful, that means we don't trust God, amen. The same thing with our finances, brothers and sisters. If we will not trust God, we should trust the Word of God. Because the Word of God is powerful, it is true, it will accomplish the very thing that it purposed. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, we should trust the Word of God. Amen? We should trust the Word of God. We should trust our living God. Amen? Whatever he says in the word, he will fulfill. That's why the Lord says in the book of Malachi that, prove me now in this, test me now in this. Amen. The Lord wants us to bring all our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Amen. And his promise is, for I will not open for you the windows of heaven, that there will not be room enough to contain that blessing. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, let us trust God. especially in our finances. He is the one who blesses. Amen. And when he comes, there will be an accounting and there will be a reward. We will get a reward. Amen. For what we have done with our talents. Amen. We might be able to produce this much, this much, this much, but whatever we made of it, the Lord will tell us, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Don't you want to hear that to our Maker, to our Lord? Amen. Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. So whatever we have now, brothers and sisters, let us bring it into the storehouse. Amen. The Lord says bring, not give. Because we can give what is not ours. The Lord said bring because it is very important to Him. It is holy unto the Lord. Amen. As we bring our tithes and offerings, the Lord bless you, brothers and sisters. The Lord multiply whatever He gave us. Amen. And He will even rebuke the devourer. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow down and pray. Lord, we offer to you our lives, O God. We offer to you our bodies as a living sacrifice, O God. May it be holy and acceptable to you, Lord. Lord, we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, O God. You said that there may be food in your house, and you will open the windows of heaven, that there will not be room enough to contain your blessings, Lord God. Bless your people today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory, O God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us give cheerfully, brothers and sisters. God bless you.
You're so good to us, God. Let's sing it.
Jesus, you are so good. Jesus, you are so good. There's nothing to fear, cause I'm here in your presence. Jesus, you are so good. Jesus, you are so, so good. I just want to thank you with every beat of my heart.
I just want to
thank you, Lord. Jesus, you are so good.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, you are so good.
Praise the Lord. If you're physically able, please rise up as we honor the Lord and read the Word of God today. We're going to look at a portion of in the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Revelation 20. We're going to start with verse 11. Revelation 20. The last book in the Bible. The Revelation is a book of warning and a book of hope. Tells us about the future. Thank you, Lord. Are you there with me? Praise the Lord. These are the words of the Lord. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Let's pray. Lord, you have the final word in everything. And Lord, here we are. We would like to listen and know what your heart is telling all of us in these times that we are living in. Your word is truth, God. Lord Jesus, and we turn to you. We open up our minds and our heart to your word. We choose to make room for your word in our lives, God. On this day, on the Lord's day, day of Sabbath, a time for us that we can find rest for our souls, that we can come to you, Lord God, and seek you and learn from you and ask for power and strength upon our lives to live a life that would be pleasing to you. Lord, it was prayed earlier when the word was shared in the area of giving, that, Lord, in every aspect of our lives, even in our giving of ourselves, not just for our financial resources, but our time, sharing the love of God to others, Lord. Lord, all of this count before you, God. And we ask that, Lord, even as you speak to our hearts today, that when we leave this place, our minds will be changed, our minds would be renewed, Lord God, to know what matters to you and what is important to you, O God. And so, Lord, bless everyone that has come this afternoon, Lord, that we know that, God, you are the God of hope, the God of grace, and yet, Lord God, you are a holy God, that you would speak to us, God. And so, Holy Spirit, we honor you, God, and even later on as we pray and pray for others, God, we commit this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Please be seated. You know, we've studied on many occasions, many times, that time is a gift from God. How many of you are, you know, every time you and I wake up, that we are thankful to God? Amen. We recognize that, Lord, I'm still alive because you have given us life, and this life has meaning and purpose in Christ. Amen. The world has a different way of measuring time. For us, we are more familiar with the Gregorian calendar, as we would say. Our time is measured by day. In a day, there are how many hours? 24 hours. And it's measured by, like, today is daytime, and later on, you know, it's going to get dark, and we know it's nighttime. That's how we view time. But God has a different perspective as far as time is concerned. In creation, we see the changes in season and in times. In fact, last week, September 23, I remember that. I looked at my calendar. What season is it now? It's autumn. And here in America, most of us, we see that. And for some of you are blessed to travel in many parts of this country, that autumn has a way of showing that it's fall. How do we see it? Like, I know in the state of Vermont, I just see it in pictures. I haven't been there physically, but it's beautiful. It's like how some certain trees, like maple trees, will turn from being lush green into, you know, may example na tayo ngayon, dinecorate na ni sister. And some of us, you know, we would see that it's autumn because of even changing from green into something deep, dark orange, right? So we know it's fall. We use that as an example because, you know, nature has a way of telling us about the change of time. I overheard someone say, oh, yan lamig kagabi. It's kind of cold yesterday. Days are getting cooler. Now, how do we respond physically to the change in season? How do we respond? Like, if it's cold, we grab our sweaters and jackets, right? Amen. And some would even prefer to stay, pag ano, sabi nila, oh, it's getting dark so easily, right? During summer, even if it's like 7 or 7:30, it's still, the sun is still up, right? And so most people would do a lot of outdoor activities. But when autumn comes, a lot of people would say, oh, I would prefer to stay home, in more of indoor activities. So people have a way of adapting to the changes in season. But what does the Word of God teach us about God's appointed times? How do we respond when God would tell us it's time to do this, it's time to do certain adjustments? Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Hallelujah. Let's find out from the Word of God. And I'm going to read the New King James Version. First Peter chapter 4. Hello, Savior. Praise the Lord. Yeah. A friendly boy. We can declare that he can be one of the future ushers. A friendly boy. Look at what verse 7 says. The end of all things is near or at hand. You know, we don't use at hand. It's near. The end of all things is near. And so because of that, what does the Lord say? So therefore, be what? Serious and watchful in all your prayers. So now, from the Word of God, He's telling us about something. The Bible teaches us that all of these things here on earth will perish and end. The end of all things, the Lord is telling us, is at hand. It's near. And because of that, He's reminding all of us to do two things. To be what? Alert. To be watchful and serious in prayers. Serious in prayers. When we say serious, what is he telling us? That coming to God in prayer is a serious matter. Coming to God in prayer and humbling ourselves and even taking aside, instead of eating, we're going to fast. Fasting is one way of humbling ourselves before God. It's something that we give up that time of instead of feasting, we fast because of the seriousness of what's going on around us. We've been studying it for the past few weeks, how important is God's word to us. The Bible teaches us that the truth is found in God's word. The truth is found only from the word of God. It's not anybody's opinion, no matter how popular it may be. Because, you know, we live in a times we're in, you know, with the social media and all. People would want to be liked. People want to be accepted. People want to be recognized for what they do, for whatever they post. But the time is here now that we need to be reminded as far as seeking, we have to seek God's approval. It is when would be a time for us to examine ourselves and say, God, you're speaking to us and telling us that the end is almost close at hand. And so, God, there should be an adjustment in the way we would view life now, moving forward. One thing about the Lord is of His faithfulness and His long-suffering towards all of us. What does that mean? The same writer, Peter, he said that, when you and I are talking about the coming of the Lord, our brother Toto led us in our time of worship, powerful time. And he said that he mentioned something about, he already kind of ushered us into the topic today, that the end of the times are coming and Jesus is coming back for the second time. Is that taught from the word? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You and I have to believe that that day is fast approaching. That's why when the word of God says today is the day of salvation, meaning to say, let this be the time that we consider and examine whether our lives are already connected with the source of life, because there's so many things sa buhay po natin that can pull us away from the Lord. And that's the truth. And that's why it's important for us to have times of coming together in prayer as a people of God. Amen. And so what does the Word of God tell us? What time is it? It's time to seek the Lord and to be serious in our praying. Let's look at Isaiah. Let's look at what Isaiah says. Isaiah chapter 55. Let's start with verse 1. It's an invitation. It's an invitation. And this invitation is being given to all. Come, all you who are thirsty. I mean, that's Matthew. Pasensya na kayo sa mother ko kasi madalas so siya sa pag-fill in the blanks. Siya una sumasagot. Okay. Mother, this time it's 55 verse 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money. Okay, look, come you who have no money. Come buy and eat. In this world we're living in, it's like money is the top of their list. Can I say this? God who loves us knows our financial needs. He knows. But this invitation is being given even for those who said, he said, come all of you who have no money, because God is going to give us wisdom as far as what's important in life. Okay, it says, come, buy, and eat. Come. The ushers, please help Sister Rochelle. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. It talks about of abundance. Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. Now let's jump to verse 6. These are the words of the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. The words of the Lord, it's an invitation. God is still inviting us and so many to come to him. So many people are, resorting, going to so many means and places, seeking fulfillment, seeking satisfaction. But the Lord says, it's only in me that you and me can find satisfaction. Only in God. Only in God. Only in God. Because the time is here and it's at hand that God is reminding us of one thing that is valuable and it would last. The gift of eternal life. We started with the book of Revelation what we read earlier. And what do we pick up from that verse that we read today? The Lord said that there, from his word, it says there is a great white throne. And there's a day, an appointed time, and this is what the Bible calls. When your Bible and mine refers to when you see the word day, and it's capital D, that is what the Bible teaches us, the judgment day. Meaning to say, look at what the Word of God says. You and I will be judged for what we have done. There are many books. There's the book of life. What is that in the book of life? If you and I have received Christ as our Savior and Lord, your name is found in that book of life. In the negative way, the Bible says, look at verse 15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, what would happen to that person? Yes, that person will be cast out into the lake of fire. See, that's why when there's a call for us really to study God's word and find out that there is life after death. And it's a lie from the enemy that people are, made to believe that life is all the here and now. And, that's why they say, just enjoy life. God would want you and me to enjoy our lives. But there's a way. There's a way for us to enjoy life and God being a part of it. But it's sad that a lot of people are still lost, who are still lost, and they don't know yet what the Word of God says, that today, everything that you and I do is a preparation for what lies ahead. Now, so when last Wednesday, for some of you who were here, we thank God for our Elder Rowell. He taught a very powerful lesson found in the Old Testament. Some people would say, oh, Old Testament, passé. That some people would say it's irrelevant. No, that's wrong. Everything found from the Old Testament up to the end, the book of Revelation, they're all connected. Because everything that's found in the Old Testament points to Christ as the Messiah. So last Wednesday, our Elder Rowell shared, and we had a wonderful study about what the Bible calls biblical feasts. You know, in the Philippines, pag sinabing feast, piesta, right? How many of you from the Philippines, you would remember that? Maraming pagkain, too much, you know, the community. It's more of a community coming together. A lot of preparation, but when you read Leviticus 23, I want you to turn there first, Leviticus 23, and we're going to just read an important part of it with what was shared last Wednesday. Praise the Lord. It was powerful. Leviticus 23, let's start with verse 1 up to 2. We don't normally go to, I had a good quiet time. Oh, what was the book that you read? Leviticus. It's like one Wi-Fi from Leviticus. Many. Leviticus 23, look at verse 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, and what? So these are whose words? The words of the Lord. Look at this. Marami pang nagta-turn ang pages. Okay. Alam ko, dikit-dikit ang Leviticus nyo. Okay. Are you there? These are my appointed feasts, the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. Okay. The Lord said, these are my feasts, meaning this is my appointed time. God was telling the nation of Israel, I want to meet with you. That's all that it means. Every time, hallelujah. Yung word na feasts, the Hebrew word, moed, you don't have to remember the Hebrew word. All we have to remember is what the meaning of feast is. It's, ang translation yan, rehearsal. It's just a rehearsal. Tayo, pag may rehearsal here in our everyday world, it means we practice, designed to prepare for the real event. Let me say that again. So ang meaning po ng feast, biblically, is the word rehearsal. Rehearsal is we practice. We practice, and the practice is designed to prepare ourselves for the real event. We don't have the time, but I've asked Elder Rowell to make copies of what he showed last Wednesday so that you and I can have time to read it on our own because of time limitations. But we're going to have more thorough studies of this because we need to understand God's appointed time. How many of you, if you have an important appointment, what do you do? If you have an important appointment to make, what do? You get ready. You prepare for that appointment, whether it be a job interview or whatever time. I have an appointment with someone who's important. What do? You're not late, right? You see to it that you even come earlier than the appointed time. There's this preparation that you and I go through to make that appointed time. Now, so how do we apply that in our lives today? Because there are seven feasts. I'll just read to you the feasts. And there's the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, Pentecost. We have the Feast of Trumpets, and we're going to mention something about that today. The Day of Atonement, that's repentance, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Seven po yan, pito, seven. Now, how do we apply this? As you and I would further study that more, you and I need to know and understand what God's appointed times are. He has an appointed time because the Bible tells us. Remember, it's John 14 before Jesus ascended into heaven. You know, the disciples were already, nalulungkot ho sila kasi when Jesus said that I'm going to die and go back to the Father. Nalulungkot ho sila. If you were in the shoes of the disciples then, early disciples, he had the chance to have time to be with the Lord in his company all throughout those 3 years. You ate with him. You would listen to him, his teachings. And then he would say, you know, I have to go. What did the disciples feel at the time? They were sad. Nalungkot sila, naiwanan sila ni Lord. But the Lord gave them a message. He said, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For I go to prepare a place for you. And in that place, we just get a glimpse from the book of Revelation of what that place is. But we sang that today. We sang that today. Sabi dun sa kinanta natin, sorrow and sadness will flee away, for the redeemed of the Lord will have joy and peace and would be in a place where there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more tears. And the best part of it is that you and I will be with the Lord for all eternity. How many of you have viewed mga magagandang houses? You know, I love to watch HGTV, and they would show yung mga magagandang mansions and how they would build beautiful houses. You know, I'm excited because, you know what? The Lord, when He's the architect, right? Can you imagine the kind of place that God has prepared for you and me? Well, yes, it's like, wow, we can't even like, wow. And so God is telling us, don't miss it. Let's not miss it. Hallelujah, amen. And so because there's a way for us to get to that place. You know, how important is the Word of God again? It's the Word of God that tells us how to get there. I would always use this as an analogy. We appreciate so much our technology now that when you and I are to go to a certain place that we don't know how to get there, we have what now we call the GPS or any ways, may mga apps that you like download on your smartphone. You just type in the address, the location, and then boom, we hear a voice. Within 100 feet, turn to your left. And then once you're there, you've reached your destination. We appreciate that so much because, you know, how do we go to a place now we're not so familiar with, right? And so, but wonderful is the Lord to us that He tells us from His Word. So the Bible is our GPS. Amen. The Bible tells us where to go, what to do, and how to get there. And so, we need to like, kumbaga, make a decision na, Lord, yung salita mo lang ang papaniwalaan ko. Let that be your conviction and mine, that it will be the Word of God that would just be our GPS. Lord, do I do this? Do I go there? We seek God and ask a word from God. Hallelujah. Now, so we need to know and understand what God's appointed times are because He has in store for us individually, and can we say corporately as a church? Meron po siyang nakahanda. He has something in store for us even as a church. So although this feast, these celebrations are primarily for the Jews, some people would say, bakit ba? Eh, panahon nyo ng Jews, ha? What is that to me? A lot of people would say that. May purpose si God. Bakit sinama yan? Because it's also for us. See, because the Word of God, when yung prophetic nature ng Word of God, how many of you know that the Word of God has that also characteristic, prophetic in nature? When we say prophetic in nature, it means to say it would tell us what would happen in the future. So meaning to say those feasts are also for us because they point to Jesus as our Messiah. And it tells us na meron po tayong inheritance as a believer and follower of Christ. Ano pa ho yung purpose? You and I would read Leviticus 23 na God wants His people to celebrate His faithfulness. He wants us to remember what He has done in our lives in the past. He wants us to remember the many miracles. Has the Lord done something good in your life? Amen. Praise God. Kayo naman, kailangan laging prodding. How many of you would really say that God has done something wonderful in your life? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I guess, you know, at times we need some cheering, no? It's okay. It's okay. At times, that's why the Word of God is here and the Holy Spirit is to remind us. Minsan kasi in our lives, we're kind of, you know, we have our low moments. Binibiro ko lang ho kayo. Pero if you came here today with a heavy heart, God is here for you. Let me tell you that straight on. God is here for you. He is our glory and the lifter of our heads. See, when the Bible talks about glory, it doesn't just mean part yun, yung kanyang power, yung weight niya, his authority. But do you know that part of the glory that the Bible teaches us as found in Psalm 93 is, it says about the holiness of God. There's something about seeing the holiness of God. Amen. So we remember the faithfulness of God. We need to remember the many miracles, the way the Lord did in the nation of Israel, how they were set apart as a nation. You see that flag here? That's the Star of David, yan ang flag of Israel. No, meron ho tayong magiging studies na bakit, Pastor Monette naman, you know, I came because I have problems and you're going to talk to me about the nation of Israel. Of course, because a lot has to do with Israel and us. What happens to Israel will affect us in the near future. Kaya ho, kailangan pag-aralan to lahat. Amen. Remember what the Lord reminded us? Our spiritual food, dapat balanced diet. Right? Okay. Huwag masyadong maraming ice cream, ha? Brother Ruel, ice cream mo, ha? Not too much sweets, because the entirety of God's Word may correction, may rebuke, may doctrine. What we learned last Wednesday is doctrine. It's part of our coming to know God more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So all of this, the feast would serve as a reminder of God's holiness and the impurity ng mga tao niya. But yet, in spite of that, God being holy, He made a way to take care of what separated us from God in the first place, and that's S-I-N, that's sin. That the Lord, His heart was na people be reconciled to Him. How? That's why He sent Jesus. So Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the way to heaven. Not any other means, not just purely good deeds. Some people would say, oh, that person would go to heaven. Why? Oh, that person does a lot of good things. No. It's not good deeds, because in effect, that those people who think that way would say what Jesus did is not good for them. No. The sacrifice that Jesus did at the cross is for all. But good deeds is just a result of receiving Christ. Amen. The feast is designed for us to fulfill our responsibility and obligation to hand down to the next generation, the knowledge of God and His work. Let me say that again. Very important ho, lalo sa mga magulang. If you're a young parent, young couples, you have children, this is a responsibility that God has given you. Not just for them, but even for us as a church. When we would have children dito sa church, it's our duty and a responsibility to think of ways to open up their minds and their hearts to the Word of God. Because they need to know. Can I say this? Here in America, I've heard this, and it is happening, that they have taken away teaching American history. So we have a generation that grew up not knowing the beginnings of this nation. This nation is blessed. Why? Because of the founding fathers of America, they are God-fearing people. They know the Bible. They know the Word of God. In fact, I don't have the book with me, but it's in the office. Abraham Lincoln, he even made a declaration. He set a day for the whole nation to pray and fast. And he said in that portion of that declaration, he said that we need to come to the Lord because we have become too proud as a nation, thinking that all of this abundance that we have is our own doing. That's pride. Pride comes, and it could come into anyone's heart, whether you're an ordinary citizen or even someone who has been called by God to lead and rule. Authority comes from God, and even as an individual, we need to understand. Ito po yon, ano? Ang kalakasan ho natin kay Lord nanggagaling. we're not, sabi nga ni Lord, let not the rich man boast in his riches. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the strong person boast in his own strength. Pero kung ikaw daw po ang taong magyayabang, there's one thing that you need to boast about. That you understand the ways of God. That you and I understand His loving kindness and justice that He's exercising every day. Wala ho tayong may pagmamalaki. If we are blessed to have, you know, a good amount of money, or if God has blessed you financially, it's God who did that. It's God who gives you and me the ability to get wealth. Yung wisdom, how you do your stuff, it's from God. It's from God. Kaya, you know why this prayer and fasting is so important to us? It brings everything to the right perspective. And wag po tayong mapasama sa statistics wherein they do their own thing. Sin is a total rebellion against God's ways and principles and standards. Pag sinabi pong God is a holy God, God will never do anything that's not morally perfect. Some people, you know, I've heard some people, they question the goodness and the justice of God because ang tinitingnan, of course, we see all the suffering. We see pain, we see sickness. But when you and I have the Lord, we come to Him. In fact, sabi sa Bible, is anyone among you suffering? Sabi niya ho, let that person pray. Why? Kasi ho, pag tayo nagsasuffer sa bigat ng problema, it's like, I'm not here to minimize your problems. God knows what you're going through. Ang tinuturo niya lang is lumapit sa kanya in prayer. Why? Because when we come to Him in prayer and humble ourselves before Him, He gives us the understanding why. And we see that in so many portions in the scripture. There was a point wherein people would ask, Lord, why this happened, Lord, but ang tagal-tagal mong kumilos, there's so much pain and suffering, why are you not acting? Was the Lord threatened about those questions? Not at all. But you know what? The good thing that these people did was they stuck to their faith, they stayed in the presence of God, they sought God until they heard from God. And they would say, now I understand. That's why, like si Habakkuk, sabi niya, yet I will praise God. So ang naging end result pa rin, pinapraise pa rin ni si Lord. And so that's what God wants us in our walk with Him. Are there moments wherein nagda-doubt tayo? Yes, God knows those things. But when we come to Him in prayer and just humble ourselves before Him, He gives us that measure of grace, yung enabling power niya, para tayo magpatuloy in doing what He has called us to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, we are actually in rehearsal. We are rehearsing for something, a big event that is about to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When the Lord said at one point, sa Matthew 5, verse 13, He said that we are, tignan niyo po yan sa Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 13. In relation sa ating pagpapray and fast. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said these words. Are you there? Amen. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. Bakit ho sinabi ni Lord ito? So, He used a word to describe us Christians or followers of Christ. As a Christian, you and I are considered what? Salt of the earth. Salt gives flavor. And there's another thing that the salt does. Thank you, Mom. This time, tumpak ang sagot mo, Mother. Salt restrains corruption. It does not abolish totally ang decay, but it holds back the the decay. We see that sa, you know, pag kayo nagluluto, di ba nilalagyan ng asin, whether yung, kaya yung ating mga tuyo, you know, hinuli yan sa daga, tapos nilagyan ng salt to preserve. Kaya nakapak yan, galing sa Philippines, dumating dito sa Seafood City, it's still there, makakain pa. Why? Because of salt. And it's amazing how the Lord uses that to describe our life as a Christian. That you and I are the salt of the earth. Na ang presence natin, when you have Jesus, we now have the Holy Spirit living in us. So yung presence natin, ang it's because of Christ. Okay, let me just set the record straight. Not to exalt ourselves, but we become His instruments. When you and I receive Jesus in our lives, nandyan po naninirahan ng Holy Spirit niya. Wonderful thing to happen to anyone who receives Christ. Na how your life and mine would kind of hold back the spiritual decay around us. Whether it be at home, whether it be at work, for those who are still working, if you are a young person, you know, in school, wherever you and I go, na hold back ang decay. I want you to answer this question. Ano na po ang extent ng moral decay in this nation? Is it small or... we see that it's sad na yung moral... Yung, the nation has lost its moral compass. What we mean by that is they don't know right from wrong. Today, pag sinabing when people are asked, for some Christians, when don't pray in the name of Jesus, okay? Don't talk to me about religion. Not knowing that, these are the times that we are living in, that there's such great hostility towards Christ and towards His followers. Are we to be surprised? Not at all. Sabi ho ni Lord yan, ito na, sinabi niya na, for those of you and me who follow Jesus, persecution will come. Persecution, they can give us all the names, whether narrow-minded or fanatics. If we let that rub onto us, it will like, pag tayo, yung type ng taong naapektuhan ng sin, ay naku, ayokong tawagin nila kung ano, narrow-minded. Huwag na lang ako mag-share kasi mahirap na eh. Right? So that's where at times we compromise. At times because we give more weight to what others would say once we start sharing to others. I remember that kami po ni Sister Nancy, we used to work sa AIG. I think I shared this at one time. Eh, talagang ang Holy Spirit po talagang nag-work. Talagang gusto ng Holy Spirit. Marami sa mga kasama ko sa AIG ang makakilala kay Lord. And Sister Nancy was one of them, and Sister Dulce. And there was a time that we get excited na pag the following day we meet and we talk about, you know, about Jesus. And then, pinagbawalan ho kami nung officer dun sa aming department. Stop talking about your Jesus. There will be times like that. But, of course, God would give us wisdom on how to approach others about Jesus, no? Amen? Pero if you were to be told, I know I've heard someone here as would talk to, I think, the daughter not somewhere in another part of the world and would talk about Jesus, but at one point would say, Ma, don't talk to me about Jesus, okay? Don't talk to me about being born again. Pero alam niyo ba, that the heart of that person changed because the mother continually prayed for her. So in fact, now the daughter would say, parang hungry pa siya to hear more about what the mother has learned from the Bible studies. See, when you and I are like operating under that saltiness, di ba pag kayo kumakain ng potato chips, you become thirsty, right? Natatawa sa inyo marami kasi, sino mahilig sa potato chips dito? Sister Jake. When you and I eat something salty, we crave water. We thirst. So when you and I are operating in the saltiness of the Holy Spirit working in us, we begin to talk about the Lord. We tell them about stories. In fact, I have someone at work. And I just thank God that the Lord gave me, because I've been praying for her. And we had that moment during our break time. I talked to her about the wonderful things that the Lord has done. I shared to her about my mom's testimony, how at the age ng mid-50s niya became a nurse. What? Really? And then told her about what the Lord did, giving her favor and all that. So all that the Jesus did for you? And so she wanted to hear more. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. We don't talk about ourselves, but we talk about Jesus. We tell them about, you know, my relationship with Christ and blah, blah, blah. And you would notice that they would want to hear more from you. Amen. They would say, I love to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Many times, can you pray for me? Most of the times, 99.9%. If someone will confide to you and you would tell them, can I pray for you? How many times they would say, yes? Kasi alam niyo ba na, at times, the Lord uses problems to push people to seek God. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, it says, in their affliction, the Lord said this in the book of Hosea, in their affliction, they will seek me. Kaya, when problems come, it's like just a wake-up call. A wake-up call for anyone to come to God, to come to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I remember of someone's a gospel. I admire him. He was a man of authority, of position. He was a synagogue ruler, Jairus, I believe was his name. When he heard about Jesus, kasi he had like, meron po siyang matinding need, because, you know, a family member was close to death, dying. You know what he did? He did the right thing. He looked for Jesus. And the Bible tells us the picture that when he saw Jesus, what did he do? He fell at the feet of Jesus. What is that? What does that mean? Falling at the feet of Jesus. Humility. Hindi niya inisip na, uy, tingnan mo, synagogue ruler, nakaluhod. At times, you know, we would always say, you know, we're too conscious about what others would say. When you and I come to church and you and I have a heavy heart, or you are like, eto ka, talagang victorious ka, you know, don't hesitate to jump for joy. I like Sister Sally. When she's here, you know, pag yung into worship, she jumps up and just expresses it. Amen? Kasi when you and I are called to worship God in spirit and in truth, our whole being is involved. Our whole being is involved. Ako, kung hindi man ako makasayaw pa ng, I can use my hands to clap, I can use my hands to do my tambourine, I can use my voice to say, Lord Jesus, I bless your name, Lord. I thank you that I'm here in your presence, God. We could say those things to God. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to work through you and me. Do you know that when you and I come together in worship with hearts totally surrendered to God, the presence of the Lord comes down. Sino ba hindi may gustong to be in the presence of God? Kaya when the Word of God would tell us, the Lord dwells or inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. So let's praise the Lord, right? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So going back to that, so you and I are the salt of the earth. Knowing what time it is, how important it is for us to know the time. But I would want us to look at another portion found in the Old Testament, the book of Joel. Let's look at that in the book of Joel. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 1. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Please read the entire book. Tatlo lang chapters ng book of Joel, so it wouldn't take long. So I'm hoping that every time meron po tayong assignment, when we go home, we could read it. Amen. Joel chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. Now let's jump to verse 11. The same book, the same chapter. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. Who belongs to the army of God? We are. We do. And the Bible says that because you and I have the Lord, we are mighty. Those who obey his command, the word of God says we are mighty. So the day of the Lord is great. It is what? Dreadful. Who can endure it? Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Now look at verse 15. Something was repeated. What was it? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Do you know that this is a sacred assembly? Because we are in the presence of God. And it says, look at verse 16. Look at verse 16. We pray that everyone would hear this. Gather the people. Gather. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders or seniors. Gather the children, even those nursing at the breast. Let's pause. Do you know that a lot of people would say, oh, I can't come to church. Why? Ang nagiging excuse mga bata. But the Lord says, bring them. Bring them. Because God would also want to touch the children. Look at the seriousness of the call. Look at the seriousness of the call. Even those nursing at the breast. You know, merong tradition na, oh, pag bagong panganak, wag ilalabas, right? No? Do you know that? Pero, when you and I understand the times that we are living in, even the Lord is telling people, if you have a newly born, bring them into my presence. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Isn't that a serious call? Kasi, eto may kakasal bridegroom. Right? So meaning to say, you and people can be so busy with all the things happening around us, the world, parties left and right, and all this. But when there's a time for us to seek God, God is telling us, the time is now. The time is now. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? But, you know, makikita po natin sa word of God, balance po. He talks about judgment because he's a holy God. He would always deal with sin. But, alam niyo, on the other hand, when he's caught, the mercy of God is still there. Kaya he's still waiting for people to humble themselves and ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Lord, I have sinned against you. I have forgotten you. I have forsaken you, God. Lord, I've been doing things my way, God. I need you, Lord, in my life. Will God hear that prayer? Yes. Because ang sabi sa Bible is, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. Some people would say, oh, you just don't know what I did. You don't know my past. Ang laki ng pagkukulang, kamalian, kasalanan. No sin is too great for the Lord not to forgive because of the blood that he shed at Calvary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord would always promises a time of restoration. What the enemy has stolen and eaten in our lives, God is more than able to restore. And when God restores, it's always much better than the original condition. Hallelujah. And so, you know, as we end, because we're going to use the remainder of the time for us to pray today, let's come before God and let's just thank Him that the Lord has given us all the opportunity for us to come together in His presence sa araw na to. Amen. The Lord has an appointed time. And so, going back to what the Word of God says, what time is it now? It's time to seek the Lord, and it's time for us to be serious and watchful even in our praying. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Before we pray, let me just read to you in closing what the Word of God says in Romans chapter 13. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you and me to wake up from slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery. Ano yung debauchery? Pinag-aralan natin last time. It's people, self-indulgence. Ang sinisik na lang po ang worldly pleasures and have forgotten God. Not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, let us clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and let us not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Lord, we thank you for what your word has shown to us, that you are God, you are the Almighty God, and that, Lord, you are a merciful God and the God of justice and holiness. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, the remedy for sin, as you have shown to us in your word, is your grace and mercy, God, by sending Jesus to us. We thank you, Jesus, for the cross, and we are all forever grateful for what you have accomplished, that perfect sacrifice at that cross, that we may all have the forgiveness of our sins through your most precious blood. Lord, we come before you just as we are, God, and we thank you for so many of us that, Lord, sa tulong ng Holy Spirit mo, you showed us our true condition, that apart from Christ, we are all headed to hell. But in your mercy and grace, you made a way for us to hear the message of the gospel, Lord. Father, we thank you also for reminding us from your word that, Lord, life is not just the here and now, that there's an eternal life, and there's a day coming, God, that we will give an account of what we have done in this earthly life. Lord, we ask, Lord God, sa tulong ng Holy Spirit mo upon all of us, God, because we need wisdom that comes from you to give us understanding, Lord God, in the times that we are living in. In this time of prayer and fasting and seeking you, God, Lord, we need you, God. We need you, Lord. We need your mercy and grace, God. Lord, and for everyone present in this gathering today, we thank you, Father God, for touching each one, God, for showing us, Lord, the truth that comes from your word, that God, how we live our lives matters to you. There's a call for us to be serious in our walk with you. And if there's anyone, Lord, here right now who needs to be made reconciled with you, oh God, and this is the time. If you're someone and you have not yet committed your life to Jesus, let this be the day, for the word of God says today is the day of salvation. And if you're that someone, and you know that God has given you this time for you to hear his word, for you to be born again, for the Bible says that a person needs to be born again for that person to enter the kingdom of heaven. And if you're that person, just lift up your heart or your hand to God, and God will see it. If you know that you're not yet spiritually ready, this is the time for us to do that. And if you're that person, just follow me in this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner in need of your grace, in need of your forgiveness. I come to you as a sinner, and I thank you for the blood that you shed on that cross, that I can have the forgiveness of all of my sins. Today I receive the gift of eternal life. that my name be written in the book of life. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for loving me. And thank you for the new life in Christ. I ask for your help through your Holy Spirit to live my life from this day on, not living for myself, but for Christ, to please Him. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're someone that has come to know the Lord for quite a while, and you know that your heart is not right with God, your heart is growing cold towards the things of God, this is the time for us to come to the Lord and just ask, Lord, revive my heart. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit. You have called me to be the salt of the earth. I pray that God, in the name of Jesus, you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit once more. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, God. And above all, help me to win many more. Help me to win many more who are still in darkness and who needs Jesus in their lives. Lord, give me the love for the lost, the way you love them, God. And help me, teach me how to pray for them, Lord. It can be a family member. It could be a relative. It could be people in our workplaces. So today, Lord, we're going to spend this time, God, to seek you first, to honor you, Lord God, because your word says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Lord, we know that you are the God who hears and answers prayers, oh God. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for touching everyone gathered today. Even before we form our prayer circles and later on pray for this nation, God, we would want to come to you first, that, Lord, we would want our hearts to be made right with you. Thank you for touching us today, God. Thank you for giving us the hope that we have in you, that, Lord, you're still here for us, watching over us, strengthening us, oh God, to keep pressing on in our walk with you, oh God. For we know that, Lord, you are faithful to do your part, Lord God. And so, Lord, thank you, God, for the work of your Holy Spirit in the hearts and minds of everyone, to know that, Lord, this time is so important to you. Because you said, my house shall be called the house of prayer, says the Lord. And so, God, as we offer ourselves to you, O God, gamitin mo kami in our time of praying, God. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, O God, that, Lord, you're here. Lord, you're here to listen to every cry today, O God. In Jesus' name, sige po, as we form our prayer circles, let's pray for one another. And let's pray in unity and being in agreement. Let's pray for those whom the Lord has placed in our hearts as a burden for. Hallelujah. And then after that, we're going to pray for the church and for this nation. Amen. And later on, we're going to do the blowing of the trumpet. Brother Jun, yeah, mamaya, it's a trumpet. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that the men... Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Hear our cry, God. Hear our cry. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we need the power of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit of God, come. Come, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, God, I pray. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, have mercy. We cry out, oh God. We cry out, Lord God. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace, O God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. In your mercy, O God. Remember mercy in your judgment, O God. Remember mercy, O God. We are interceding, O God, for so many, Lord. Our loved ones, O God. We're interceding, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mga kapatid ko si Joel, si Annie, Lord, si Christine, O God. Si Bobby and his whole family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Mga kamag-anakan sila Gigi, sila Kuya Boy, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. We pray for the conviction of your Holy Spirit, O God. Yes, Father God, amen. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for there's power in prayer coupled with fasting, O God. We come before you, Lord God, that the power of God come upon your church, Lord. Sabi mo that those who obey your command shall be mighty in God. In pulling down strongholds, Lord God. Spiritual weapons, Lord God. In prayer and fasting, Lord God. We're pulling down the strongholds of Satan in the minds of those we are praying for, God. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, pour out your healing grace. Pour out your healing grace, oh God. Forgive us for our pride, Lord. Forgive us for our pride, Lord. Jesus, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit, oh God, as you have promised, Lord. We need the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord God. Yes, hear our cry. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that the hearts of those whom we are lifting up to you today, oh God, before your throne of grace, cause them to return back to you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the power of your spirit, Lord, bring conviction, oh God. Bring conviction, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, we need you, Holy Spirit. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Jesus. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Move in the hearts of our family members, oh God. Yes. Tanggalin mo ang blindness sila, Lord God. Unplug their deaf ears in Jesus' name, Lord. Yes, oh God. Panginoon, yes. Anoint us, oh God. Anoint us, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Father God, yes. Joel, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. That's right, that's right. Yes, Christine, oh God. Before your throne of grace, tinatask ko sa iyo si Christine, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Mga kasama ko sa trabaho, Lord. Sila Monica, Lord. Hallelujah. Sila Ora, Lord. Sila Lynette. Si Heather. Si Marina, God. Jesus. That's right. Yes, yes, oh God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, that's right. Da, 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 da. yes. Healing para kay John. Naging daan ito para makita niya ang power mo, Lord. Pati yung pagbabago. Deliverance ang gagawin mo, Panginoon, O God. Sa buhay ni Christine, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord. The curse has been broken when you died on that cross, Lord Jesus. Every generational curse, O God, sa family ko, Panginoon, is broken in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Jesus' name, O God. Yes, Father God. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Father God, we are thankful, Lord, for what your word declares and promises that, Lord, you hear the prayer of the righteous. We could say that because we recognize that it's not our own righteousness that has blessed us with this condition, state, that, Lord, we are reconciled with you because of Jesus Christ alone. And Father God, we thank you that, Lord, in this time of being in agreement, Lord God, we know that there's power in coming in united prayer, God. We thank you for the confidence that you have heard every specific prayer request that has been uttered and mentioned in the house of the Lord today. We thank you, God, for the move of your Holy Spirit in the hearts and minds of those mentioned before your throne of grace today, for you are the God of salvation, Lord. We thank you for the work of your Spirit bringing conviction, Lord God, in the hearts of many, Lord God, that they need to turn their hearts back to you, Lord God. And Father God, today as a church, we are all in agreement, Lord God, continually praying for this nation of America, God. Lord, you know that we are broken as a nation, God. But Lord, in your mercy and grace, we ask that, Lord, let your healing grace flow, Lord God, upon this land, Lord God. Bring healing upon this land, God. But Lord, let revival start in the hearts of your people first, God. That, Lord God, as we come and humble ourselves before you, asking, Lord God, for forgiveness, God, we receive that cleansing power of the blood of Jesus upon our lives. That, Father God, even the fire of the Holy Spirit, that, Lord, the unction of your Holy Spirit, the anointing of your Spirit, O God, that wherever you take us, God, that, Lord, we will be your messengers of hope, that we may be the messengers of the message of the gospel, that, Lord, we have sinned and our sins have separated us from you, but, Lord Jesus, you died at that cross that we may have the forgiveness of our sins, God. Hallelujah, Lord, so many needs to hear the message of hope. And our prayer is that, God, we may do our part in praying and in sharing, Lord God, the message of the gospel, Lord. Lord, we remember the leaders of this nation. We remember our President Trump, God. Lord, authority comes from you. You allowed him to be the president of the nation, God. Lord, our role namin is never to criticize his ways and his moves and his decisions. Lord, our position is to pray for him, O God. And so, Lord, we ask that, Lord, let the fear of God and the wisdom that comes from God be upon him, Lord. Thank you for surrounding him with godly counsel, Lord God. We pray that you would silence, Lord God, any enemy that, Lord, that is striving to thwart, Lord God, your purposes and plan. But one thing we know, that the purpose of God shall prevail, Lord God. No one, no man, no woman can stop it, O God, in Jesus' name, Lord. For you are the Almighty God. You have the last word in all things, God. Because all authority comes from you, Lord God. Lord, bearing that in mind, Lord God, we exercise this spiritual authority you've given us in our praying, God. Lord, we need your mercy as a nation, God. We ask for your forgiveness for the sins of pride, the sins of abortion, God. Lord, oh God, of sexual immorality, God. The worldliness, Lord God. Lord, forgetting you, Lord God. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we ask, Lord. Lord, there's too much hatred in the hearts of many, God. Lord, we even remember our children, God. So many bullying, Lord God, and many acts of violence being done in school, God. Lord, you can change that, Lord God. And we pray that you anoint our children and our youth, oh God, that they may make a difference and an impact in the lives of their friends, Lord God, their classmates in school, God. Lord, we pray for all the parents, Lord God. Lord God, in this church and even outside this church, God, let there be a spiritual awakening, Lord God, that the time is now, Lord God, for them to turn their hearts to you, God, because they can never raise a family on their own efforts, God, because your word says, unless the Lord builds the house, they that build labor in vain. You never desire that our efforts be in vain, God. You would want that, Lord, everything that they do in raising up their children, oh God, would bring success, Father God. That, Lord, their children will come to know Christ in their lives, God. That our children would have the fear of God. That our children will not rebel against you, O God, or rebel against authority, Lord. But, Lord, O God, submitting to you, submitting to one another out of reverence for you, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for your church. We pray for one another, God. There's such a need for us to just encourage and pray for one another, Lord God. And for those whom you have, Lord, strengthen their faith. May they look to their left and to their right for those who are struggling in their walk with you. Father God, use us to be your messages of hope and comfort and encouragement to those who need it so bad, God. For we know that, Lord, whatever ang aming ginagawa, whether to pray for someone who's struggling or to, Lord God, any small deed or word, Lord God, na gagawin namin, Panginoon, for your glory and honor. Lord, it matters to you, God. May you find us faithful doing all these things, Lord. God, because the time is getting so close when that final trumpet will be blown. And we want to be ready that we may be caught up in the air with you, Lord, and be with you forever. Lord, we don't want to miss this event. When you call us to study the Word of God and understand the appointed feasts of the Lord, meron kang mahalagang lesson because our life here is just like a dress rehearsal for the real event. Na Panginoon, O God, na hinihingi namin ng wisdom mo na hindi kami ma-sidetrack, Lord God, with the many things of this world, God. We understand that the enemy, Satan, is using the things of this world to lure us away from you. Father God, na hindi kami maging guilty na sobra-sobrang indulgence na sa worldly pleasures and have forgotten the work of God. We ask that, Lord, you speak to the hearts of many among your people, that you would wake them up, Lord God, from their deep spiritual slumber, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, na magkaisa kami, Panginoon, to do the work you've entrusted to us. Raise up more prayer warriors in the body of Christ. Raise up more, Lord God, who will be serious in this call, Lord God, to pray for the lost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. And so, Father God, we would like, Lord God, as that trumpet, we will play this sound, Lord, na ang ears namin, spiritual ears, Lord God, will be in tune to this sound. Because the Word of God teaches us, you allowed us to read that portion in the book of Joel, blow the trumpet in Zion and gather the people together in a sacred assembly. Declare a holy fast. Lord, let this, the blowing of this trumpet, be a significant moment for us to be reminded, Lord God, na ginigising mo kami, Panginoon. You're calling us back to you, God. You're calling us back to our first love, God. You're calling us na makita namin ang the role that you have placed upon our lives, God. We don't want to lose our saltiness. Dahil in your own words, sabi mo, good for nothing and to be trampled by men. Nawa hindi kami mapabilang doon, Lord God, but we want the work of your Holy Spirit, the fire of your Spirit to come upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, as we're going to play the trumpet. Because you know what, as Brother June is preparing that, when the Lord says, blow the trumpet in Zion, what does that mean? Sa Bible po, when the trumpet is blown, marami pong purposes. It was mentioned earlier, it's one way to gather people. Second thing, it's used as a spiritual weapon. We know that we have an enemy who's all out. He's all out to discourage you and me. He's all out na mapa-focus tayo sa problema and forget about the bigness of God. Because you know what? He wants us to leave our posts. Ano yun? Na maghihinto na tayo sa pagpa-pray and to share. That's the thing, that's his goal, that's the goal of the enemy. But today, let the Spirit of God steer us all. Let the Spirit of God steer us. Huwag ko tayong titingin sa to our left and to our right. We are responsible for our spiritual state, condition. And so, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us as we would blow the trumpet. Amen. And then we're going to be dismissed in our time of worship. Amen. Praise God. Let's just bow down our heads before God and just allow the Spirit of the Lord as the trumpet is blown. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what your word has revealed to all of us today. Talagang kailangan namin lumapit sa iyo and to seek you, God, with all of our hearts, God. We thank you that, Lord, in your faithfulness, God, you have blown that trumpet, Lord God, to steer us all. paalala, Panginoon, para sa aming lahat, a powerful reminder for all of us, God, that we need you, Lord. Yes. And that we need times like this that we could humble ourselves before you, God. Lord, we need the strength that comes from you that we may remain faithful and steadfast, Lord God, sa iyo. Maraming temptation sa paligid namin, Panginoon. There's so many things that the enemy may use, oh God. But we know that, Lord Jesus, you are victorious, God. We have to be reminded, Lord God, from your word of who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, even for the benefits and the blessings of being part of a local church. To be in fellowship with one another, God, as brothers and sisters in Christ, na pinapakita mo sa amin how much we need one another, God. When one is down, someone can lift him up or her up, God. We thank you, Father God, for the coming together in prayer, in seeking you in prayer and fasting, God. The confidence that we have, that we know that, Lord, you're here because you are preparing us for greater things ahead, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, the nation of Israel is celebrating Rosh Hashanah, God. It's ushering them to a new season, oh God. And we are thankful that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you are ushering us, oh God, into a new season in our church life, oh God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, we thank you that you're opening up our minds and our hearts, oh God. That, Lord, let the Word of God be our biblical lens, Lord God, in everything that we are to do, God, na Panginoon, ang salita mo ang magiging gabay namin, Lord God. We will not rely on our own understanding. We will not rely on people's opinions, oh God. Let our faith, let our conviction rest on what the Word of God declares. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, today, oh God, we are declaring that, Lord, the days ahead, God, we are going to thirst for you. We're going to thirst for you, God. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Lord, you said that in your word clearly. Only you, Lord Jesus. Only you, Lord Jesus. And we ask for your forgiveness, God. We have resorted to so many alternatives, Lord, to bring satisfaction sa mga yung kulang sa buhay namin. What's lacking in our lives? We tend to the world. We rely to what the world offers, God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God. Lord, nakalimot kami even in our quiet time, God, our devotion with you, God. Lord, we ask, Lord God, revive mo ang lahat, Lord God. Revive us all. Revive us all, God. Lord, that song, Lord, bring down the fire, holy fire of God. Let it come down upon us, oh God. And Lord, just wash away, Lord, and just purify us. Purify us from anything that is not right before you because you're a holy God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, because you are the God who's merciful, God. You're giving us all time, enough time to make things right with you, God. No way, no one will procrastinate nor delay, God. Dahil hindi, we don't own time. Time is a gift from you. It's so valuable to you in your sight that we may prepare ourselves, Lord God, for eternity, Lord. The day is coming that, Lord, we will be in front of that great white throne, the judgment seat of Christ, and we will give an accounting of how we lived our lives. And it's a day for all believers, God. It's that time we're in. Lord, and rewards will be given to those who will be obedient to you till the end. And let that, Lord God, our love for you be our motivation sa aming pagsunod sa iyo, in our serving you, even in our worshiping you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And so, Lord, thank you for touching everyone gathered today. We need you, Lord. We need your word. We need your Holy Spirit. As we commit to you, Lord, yung mga days na aming pagpapray and fast, God, maraming decision na gagawin. Iningi namin ang tulong mo, Holy Spirit of God, that you would just speak to our hearts as we open our Bibles, God, and ask for a word of God. Sa maraming okasyon, Lord, we have relied on our own, leaned on our own understanding, God, sa pamumuhay namin, God, and ang result nun is always, God, we all end up in dead ends sa buhay. Maraming pangyayari, Panginoon, na Lord, God, kung tutusin talaga pinagsisihan namin and we regret wrong choices, many choices in life. But one thing we find comfort is to know that when we have Jesus, may new beginnings. That anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, God. Salamat for that message of hope that, Lord God, there are greater things ahead for all of us. May hope in this world that we are living in this ever-changing world, one thing will remain constant. That is your love for us and the Word of God. Salamat, Lord, that you're raising up an army of God who would declare the Word of God to so many who needs to hear the Word of God. No longer, Panginoon, shall we remain silent, Lord, and hold back because you have entrusted to us the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Gisingin mo ang church mo, God. Thank you for touching all of us today. And as we are dismissed, Lord, we thank you, God, for the peace and the joy that comes from your presence, God. May we value it always in our lives. Thank you for touching everyone today, even our children, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Roel, can I ask for Tisha? You know, worshiping God is not just merely singing songs, but it needs to come from the heart. Kailangan pong i-recognize natin ang presensya ng Panginoon in this place. Be just thankful that He's here with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us worship Him today. Glory to God.